Buddhism. The Silk Road was not just the route through which goods were carried. It was also important for the exchange of ideas. Buddhism from India entered China along the Silk Road and had a huge influence on Chinese culture. Greek art styles were popular along the Silk Road and gave Buddhist statues in northern India classical Western faces. These styles from northern India were also found in Xinjiang. The people. One of China's famous monks, Xuanzang, followed the Silk Road in the 6th century to collect Buddhist scriptures from India. Around 600 years later, one of Europe's famous travellers, Marco Polo, entered China along the Silk Road. Both Xuanzang and Marco Polo left detailed records of their journeys along the Silk Road. The Silk Road today. Today, the Xinjiang Autonomous Region remains an international crossroad where traders from surrounding countries and tourists from all over the world regularly meet. Trade in precious stones, food, drinks, crafts, art, and, of course, silk, continues too.